They look for those negative comments. Oh, the market's saturated. Oh, the cost of entry is way too much. But in reality, if you're actually taking the approach of, let me start with what I have, figure it out along the way, and then just scale from that point on, you're going to find out real quick that, hey, the market's actually huge and it's untapped.
Good day, everybody. Today's episode is a 5-minute segment from Sunil's conversation with Dizzy Resales on fulfillment by Amazon, Amazon FBA for short. In this clip, Dizzy is giving advice to those who are looking to get into the Amazon reselling game, but maybe aren't sure how or where to start, things like do's and don'ts, etc., etc. If you'd like to listen to the full episode, which is about an hour long, it is episode number 11 on the Exchange Podcast, so you can scroll down to that. Also, all of the podcasts are in video form as well, which you can access easily at youtube.com/SunilPrasad360. Enjoy, everybody.
Trying to raise capital so I can just get my foot in the Amazon seller's door. Any tips? Only raised about $1,100 Australian and it's very slow. I want to start now. Should I take out a loan to get started?
No, do not. Whoever you are, do not take out a loan. $1,100 is more than enough to get started. For the most part, the education behind it is what that person's lacking, because I know there's that market of gurus on Amazon kind of exploded last year, and there was tons of people that wanted to jump in the market and were being told a million different things. And at the end of the day, analysis by paralysis happens to a lot of people. They get told this and that, and you need to have $5,000 to start, and you need to have an LLC and this and all. No, like, if you really want to learn, just start. Because once you get your Amazon account open, you've already jumped ahead of the line of 100 other people. And then once you start getting the ball rolling, you can figure out exactly what you want to do. I'm going to go ahead and say that that person who asked the question is probably thinking about the private label aspect of Amazon, where it does require upfront capital in order to start, because you're going to be spending it on your launch and your ads and all of that fun stuff. And for me, I would say, as long as you know what you're buying, the types of products, and you've done your research and you know the market, all that fun stuff, $500 to $1,000 is more than enough to get started with private label. So that's not, it doesn't have anything to do with books or anything like that, but with private label, you can start that process. Mind you, it's still, if you don't do your research and you don't know what you're doing, you're going to lose money. This is going to be my fourth product that I'm launching, and basically the last three, two of them I broke even on, and then I stopped selling those products. And then the third one was just, I completely lost my money on that, which wasn't a lot. I maybe spent $300, which at the time was a lot of money for me, but it was still well worth it, because I got to learn the process, learn how to find out the markets, find niches. And then once I got the product, I was able to get a sample made in China from a manufacturer, get that delivered, and actually have my product in my hands. So it's definitely worth it for the learning experience, but do your research, but don't get caught up in listening to every single person out there. Just you got to have a little bit of trust in yourself that if you gotten to the point where you're contemplating starting a business and spending over $1,000 to launch your business, have some confidence that you'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, you're going to figure it out. For me right now, I'm working on a product that is just, it's ridiculous. Like the market's huge. The product's going to be huge. I have two partners involved in this one product. It's going to be retail and e-commerce based. So it's huge. It's a huge product and it's taking tons of time. But I wouldn't have even got to this point if I didn't start messing around with private label and learning what other people were doing, how they were doing it, how to take a product to market, because all of that branched out into other aspects of how to do funnels, how to do Facebook ads, how to do all these different things that I never knew about. I've heard people talk about it before, but I just didn't know about any of that. So because I got into it and I learned certain other things that I didn't know before, I learned everything that I needed to get to this point where I'm at today. So I would say, if you can fail as quickly as possible, that's going to be the best thing for you anyways. A lot of people that are listening to all the gurus and things like that, eventually they because they listen to so many people, they start getting this view of e-commerce as, oh, it doesn't work because X, Y, Z or whatever. And then they specifically start looking for everybody that's downplaying how successful you can be with Amazon, basically. They look for those negative comments. Oh, the market's saturated. Oh, the cost of entry is way too much. So all this, this, and this is why it's not going to work. But in reality, if you're actually taking the approach of, well, let me start with what I have, figure it out along the way, and then just scale from that point on, you're going to get to a point where you're going to find out real quick that, hey, the market's actually huge and it's untapped.
Hey guys, hope you enjoyed the podcast. Please feel free to share this with your friends and subscribe. Have a great day.